Thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. New movie coming out on Friday called She-Ball from Vertical Entertainment, and we have one of the stars of that right now. Melody Ray, nice to have you with us, Melody. And how did this all come together for you and this project?
Hi, it's nice to speak with you. You know, I always say God brought it into my life since I was a little girl. I said I wanted my first movie to be like Love and Basketball. And this came about, and this is my first movie, and I got the lead role. And, I mean, it just feels amazing, and the cast was incredible. The people behind the scenes, the cameramen, everyone, it all came together because everybody worked together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Well, and this is a Nick Cannon film, I should mention, and he stars in it as well. How just take me through the process, because, you know, I've heard Ryan Gosling talk about how he would go to auditions and there'd be 20 guys that looked exactly like him. And he thought, how am I ever going to stick out? So how are you able to get this role? This is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I played in this league called the Basketball Beauties League in 2016, and I hadn't played basketball since probably 2008. And we were just playing in the leagues. Nick Cannon came to see the guys that owned the league and wanted to get some guy basketball players and some women for the film. And so they were looking at other girls, WNBA players and supermodels and stuff for my role, actually. And then when he came to see about these other basketball players, one of the guys that ran the league was like, I think I have somebody that fits your lead role. They just started talking about the roles. And then I auditioned and it happened. So it's kind of crazy. But like I said, everything happens for a reason, for sure.
Take us through the plot a little bit, because, you know, watching the trailer, gritty, kind of South Central, there's, you know, money and drugs and there's crime, but there's also, you know, heartwarming, love. I mean, it's got it all, right?
Right. Yeah, I say it's a bit of a mix of love, comedy. There's a lot of, obviously, grit, drugs, crime. But I think love is what brings everything together. So, I really hope that that comes across in the storyline and people feel like their hearts are warm when they leave the theater.
So many times we've seen sports movies in the past played by an actor or actress who may be a little uncoordinated and it's not believable. So how cool is it that you can actually ball?
I mean, it's amazing because, you know, I'm a little unorthodox too. I'm not textbook. My shot is definitely not textbook, so it's funny when people see it, they're like, what is she doing? Are you shooting with your left or your right hand? I'm like, you know, I can do either one, so I'm not going to tell my secrets, but my shot has always been a little unorthodox, and hey, it goes in, and I was always a scorer growing up, so it's really cool to be an athlete since I was 5 years old and to play this role and actually be able to ball, for sure.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned comedy. I had Lunell on my show a couple of weeks ago, and I see her name, and I know there's going to be some laughs from her.
She's amazing. Yeah, she definitely gets you going. Her, Faison Love, Cedric the Entertainer, DC Young Fly, they're all super funny. There's definitely Katie Albert, who is my co-star and best friend in the film. She is just, she's hysterical. There'll definitely be some laughs in there.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I mean, it's you have a lot of different disciplines. You have the basketball talent, and as I mentioned, a model. You have the looks, but acting is harder than all those things. So how are you able to hone those acting skills?
You know, that was my favorite part, and I felt like I was right at home on that set. It just, and everyone else, they were like, man, it's like you've been acting your whole life. And, you know, I was like, it feels like I have. It feels like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm very empathetic as a person, and I've always worked on acting skills. I've done little monologues since I was little. I would sit in my room by myself and do it for fun. So it's just learning timing and stuff, though. It came so naturally to me when I was on set, and I really didn't understand that until I was actually on the movie set, where they were like, man, your timing is so good, because you have maybe 5-6 people in one scene, and everyone's talking at different times and asked to work comfortably and seamlessly. So that was pretty cool that was just something I would feel out people and kind of come in when I needed to. And yeah, I just think it's actually understanding people and having that I can't even put the words together, where you just seamlessly come together and understand each other. I feel people. I've always been able to feel people. And I think that's a big thing with acting.
That's a huge thing too, because I know, and I've spoken to actresses and comedians, female comedians who have said in the beginning, if they had, you know, the aesthetic looks, a lot of people thought, well, you know, you're just getting by on your looks, and you can only do that for about 5 minutes. You'll be found out if it's just looks, won't they?
Amen to that. It's so true. I think a lot of people think it's so glamorous and easy, like you're saying, and acting is definitely, there are so many, it's so dynamic. There's a lot of things that go into play to make it all work, and you all have to work together. Like, it's not just one person. So it's so important to be able to work with people, to understand your camera angles, the lighting, and that's where modeling obviously helps me in that part. Mm-hmm. But working with other people is the big thing, and you have to be on set and do it to see how it goes. And like you said, within the first 5 minutes, they'll find you out if you can't do it.
So I would imagine now, after, you know, being able to come through in a major film like this, that and as I said, it's going to come out on Friday. But have you already, as your agent, already getting more offers, received more offers, I should say?
Well, this is actually funny you ask that. I actually don't have an agent and did this by myself. I have modeling agencies, but the acting side, I don't have somebody representing me theatrically yet. So I was kind of waiting for this to happen to prepare me for somebody that really works for me and loves and adores me as a person, because I know how this industry works, and I want someone that actually wants to push me and work hard for me. So I'm waiting to find that perfect person.
That's so interesting too, because I mean, you know how fake and plastic and temporary things can be in Hollywood, and so once you get this momentum, you want to keep it going. But that's a great perspective though, that and you're at a point in your career where you're not 18 years old and you can make these decisions for yourself.
Yeah, and I've worked in it for so long, because I mean, modeling and acting go hand in hand when it comes to the behind the scenes agents, managers, the entertainment world, having to be out and about. And I'm a homebody. I come from the Midwest. I'm very much so like keep to myself, do my thing, but I'm hardworking and I know I'm talented. So it's just getting myself or with people that will push me in that way and believe in me as much as I believe in myself. You have to find people like that, because managers and agents are, I mean, there's so many out here and they're representing all these people. So you really do have to have someone that believes in you.
And then last question for you. Let's say you have 3 minutes to show your favorite part of the movie without giving anything away. What's your favorite part of this movie?
Ooh, I would say one of the scenes where I had to get pretty emotional about a family member. I'm not going to go into the depth of it, and we'll see how it ends up turning out. But that scene, filming it in itself, was very much so you had to pull. I had to pull a lot of things out of me. I had to stop. I had to turn off the emotions about 4 or 5 times because they had to change different camera angles. So it tested my ability in acting. It tested me as a person. And I just felt so like, it's crazy how draining it is, because you really are pulling these emotions out of your system. So I really want to see how that one ended up turning out in the movie. But when it was filming, it was definitely a blessing. It was awesome.
Well, from what I've seen so far, I mean, you, obviously you look great, and your shot is feathery touch, but
yeah,
the acting works. I mean, you act with a lot of confidence and you own that screen up there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I mean it. We've been speaking with Melody Ray, and she's in a new movie, a Nick Cannon film coming out on Friday from Vertical called She Ball, and big things are coming for you, Melody. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got open lines. Come on back on Sports Byline.